From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities have now identified the victim of the July 4th stabbing death in Eureka. She is 19-year-old Hannah Elizabeth Hayhurst of Eureka. The cause of death determined to be multiple stab wounds. Due to the significance of the injuries, the suspect, 40-year-old Daniela Moore of Eureka, has also been booked for torture. Anyone who came into contact with Hannah Hayhurst on July 2nd or the 3rd and has related information is asked to call Detective Corey Watson. That number is 707-441-4032. It's an active investigation, say police, and further information will be released as appropriate. Hayhurst's body was discovered early Thursday morning at the foot of Hilfiger parking lot. Moore is being held on $1 million bail. Sunday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies went to a residence on the 1800 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka for the report of an assault that had just taken place. When deputies got on the scene, they located a 22-year-old man with a non-life-threatening injury to the head. The victim telling deputies he'd been waiting outside of the residence for a friend when 23-year-old David McKenzie Jr. approached him and struck him with a wrench. Deputies later learned that McKenzie had been seen fleeing into the backyard of a nearby residence following the assault. Deputies responded to the residence and they found him hiding in some shrubbery there, placing him under arrest. Well, the 4th of July holiday weekend maximum enforcement period lasted from Wednesday, July 3rd, 6 p.m., until yesterday at midnight. During that time, CHP investigated 20 fatal collisions statewide compared to 11 in 2018. There were 21 total people killed in those collisions compared to 11 killed last year. Statewide, the CHP arrested 1,204 people for DUI compared to 389 in 2018. Locally, Humboldt's CHP made 5 DUI arrests during the holiday weekend and investigated 8 crashes. An apparent great white shark sighting by people on a chartered fishing boat out of Trinidad. Lost Coast Outpost reports it happened on Sunday. There were 8 people on board the Wind Rose out for an afternoon of rock fishing when a passenger saw the shark, estimated at 18 to 20 feet long, swimming toward the boat. The captain says his vessel is 40 feet long, and the shark seemed to take up about half of it in length. The boat was about halfway between Patrick's Point and Trinidad in about 50 feet of water at the time. The captain said some passengers vowed never to get back into the ocean again. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.